You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing conversation with Joshua. I hope you're all safe and getting through this time in joy, acceptance, and ease. This is an amazing time in history, and it's affecting all of us in different ways. But let's think about what this is teaching us. The coronavirus has allowed all of us to think more about what really matters. We're all thinking more about the health of our bodies, the relationships that are important to us, and some of us are thinking more and more about our passions and interests. We may want things to go back to how they were before the coronavirus, but I, for one, am looking forward to what's next. Let's face it, a lot of people were living in fear. They were chasing things that never mattered, like money, success, achievement, and love and appreciation from others. They were seeking more and more control over their lives, and this led to more and more fear. We now have a chance to adopt a new approach to life. In this new approach, we accept our own worthiness. We start to love and accept our bodies, our relationships, and even our conditions. We focus on the only thing that matters, and that's our alignment. In alignment, we receive inspiration that will lead to the lives we truly want to live. And finally, we spend more time involved in our passions and interests. This is the life of the Creator. On May 11th, we'll start a new boot camp. The timing of this couldn't be better. We're all in lockdown mode now, but soon we'll emerge into a new reality. Will you go back to the old life of fear and more control, or will you embrace an approach to life that is infinitely more free and abundant? The boot camp is 8 weeks long, but once you're in the boot camp, you're in for life, and you can take it over and over again each time we start a new one. You'll learn how to process your limiting beliefs. You'll find out how to maintain true alignment, how to express your love and acceptance, how to receive inspiration and take action, and how to actually leverage the law of attraction to bring you the life you truly desire. You will become far more effective in everything you do, and your soul's purpose will be revealed to you. Most of all, you'll gain clarity. You will know when you're experiencing fear and acting on urges to change the conditions. You'll also know when others are doing the same thing, and you'll have all the tools you need to regain your alignment and focus on your priorities. It's an intense process, but you can do it. We gather as a group of like-minded creators all over the world doing this together. There's so much to it, but I can't explain it all here. If you'd like to learn more about Joshua's Unlimited Abundance Bootcamp, just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and let me know that you're curious. I look forward to hearing from you. And now let's start the show.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Oh, good.
Hey. Welcome.
Hello, Joshua.
We're thrilled to have you.
Hello.
So are you the creators of your reality? And how's that working out for you? Are you creating what you prefer? Are you moving forward? Are you discovering who you authentically are? Or are you hiding out? Are you worried about what's happening? Are you concerned that things aren't going well? Well, if you're the creator of your reality, then everything that you perceive is your creation. And how you choose to perceive it, the perspective that you choose to take, will let you know if you're creating what you want or if you're hiding in a state of fear, not moving forward to understand the authentic version of you that exists underlying all those limiting beliefs and fear. You see, the limiting beliefs and the layer of fear that cover who you authentically are as you exist in the non-physical and as you're represented here in the physical are always there. Who you authentically are is there. The joy is there. The excitement is there. The journey of self-discovery is there. It's all happening. It's all moving forward, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. So you can be moving forward on a path of self-discovery, or you could be moving forward on a path of the discovery of who you're not. Either way, it's an exploration of physical reality. And above it all are these layers that you perceive that are causing you to be distracted from who you truly are, or to live a life that is not in line with what you intended prior to your birth. And so as you move forward in each and every single moment, you'll be presented with an opportunity to see yourself, to see everyone else, and to see the conditions from the highest perspective possible. That's your opportunity. Will you take that opportunity? Sometimes you will, and sometimes you won't. But you must remember that this is your choice, and this is how you create your reality. So imagine that you are moving along, and things are happening, and new stuff is coming up, and new experiences are coming to you, and everything you want is coming on its way. And in the moment, which is your only point of creation, you're either in alignment or in resistance or somewhere in between. And if you're in resistance, well, that's because you are focused on something you think is wrong, something that you think is bad, something that you think should be different than it is. You could think you should be different than you are. You could think other people should be different than they are. And this is your choice. And this is your ultimate creation. You are creating scenarios that say, this is bad, that's wrong, they're bad, I'm good, they're good, whatever it is. This is your creation. You are creating your perspective in every moment. And as you transition to the non-physical, you will gain the benefit of all of these experiences. You will gain the benefit of those experiences that you move through in joy. And you will gain the benefit of those experiences you move through in resistance. You see, you're moving through those experiences either way. And your perspective, your choice perspective, allows you to move through them in joy and ease and grace and interest and curiosity and excitement and fulfillment and gratification. Or your choice of perspective causes you to suffer as you move through these experiences. And so, do you need to suffer? Do you need to feel negative emotion? Do you need to endure pain? Do you need to fight against what's wrong? Do you need to adhere to principles set forth for you by someone else? Or can you choose the higher perspective? And that higher perspective is that you are source. You are the source creator of your reality. You are the source creator of your perspective. You are the source creator of your perception of this reality. You choose what it means to you. And in choosing that something is wrong, you might seek a solution to this problem. And in seeking the solution to the problem, you might listen to someone else telling you what you should do. In full alignment, you will not seek outside information. You will not seek outside guidance. You will feel the guidance coming from within. This is your basis of existence and physical reality. The guidance is always coming from within. But you're either listening to that guidance, you're either believing that guidance, you're either trusting that guidance, or you're not. And if you don't realize that who you are as a source creator, a source aspect in physical reality, a powerful manifester, a powerful explorer, if you don't realize that everything that you need to explore whatever you're exploring and everything you need to fulfill the intentions you set prior to your birth, and everything that you want, every single desire that you've ever created, including the desires you set forth prior to your birth, all of that is coming to you. And you will be guided from within to the fulfillment of all of that. Nothing comes from outside unless you can't receive it internally. And then it will come from outside. And if you ignore it from coming from outside, then you will be floundering around in a state of fear and panic. But this is all up to you. It's all your choice. It's all up to your choice of perception and perspective. Now, You can perceive that you are the source creator. You can perceive that you're worthy. You can know who you truly are. You can trust that you're guided along a path to discover more and more and more and more and more about who you truly are. Or you can choose to see yourself as a victim. And as a victim, you must be led to other circumstances by other people who have no idea who you really are or what you intended prior to your birth. This time of reset, of understanding, is one that has the component of fear within it. But you need not to opt into that fear just because they're telling you to be scared or other people are scared or whatever that is. You have guidance from within. So if you're guided to wash your hands, wonderful. If you're guided to stay at home, wonderful. If you're guided to go shopping, wonderful. If you're guided to enjoy a walk in the park, wonderful. Think about yourself as the source creator, as worthy, as the creator of your entire universe, and then receive whatever you need to do whatever you need to do without the fear of something outside of you coming to harm you. That is not how the system works. That's not how the system is set up. The system is based in love, you're based in love, and guidance comes from within. With that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Nothing's off limits. Who would like to start?
I'd like to just say that without asking a question yet, but something really felt very good in the last Joshua Live we had on Friday. It felt like something freed up. I don't know if I can completely describe it, but it was the more of a feeling to be able to play in this new way, and to let go of wondering so much if I'm doing it right or wrong according to the teachings, if it's inspiration or not, just to kind of let go of that, even that fear a little bit, and just play. And I just want to say that I really felt something moved that was really very nice.
We would love to say that your word play is key here. You can't really play in fear. You can't really have fun in fear. You can have fun fooling around with fear, but generally speaking, if it's play, if it's fun, you know that you're on the path of self-discovery. You know that you're on the right track. You know that you're in alignment. So if you just involved yourself in play and fun all the time, if you just had a silly mood, if you just were playing with other people and playing with conditions and playing with ideas, if you were just being curious and interested in, you're on your path and there's nothing else you ever have to worry about. It's the times when you become serious or doubtful or in fear. Well, then you're on another path altogether. So think about not being so serious, not being so much in fear, and playing more often and having fun. If you're focused in fun, you know that you're acting in physical reality, you're being a being of love. A being of love will always have fun. I will never be that serious.
Yeah, beautiful.
Who's next?
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Undine.
Hi. Just leading on from what you first said, it's really interesting. It's tied in what I want to speak to you about. And you spoke about paths of discovery and experiences. And I was thinking, given the current situation with coronavirus, I think the word is diversification and different paths that we're going to have to go down in our lives. And I'll use an analogy. I've got two restaurants. One's an Italian and one's a Portuguese restaurant. So we have to diversify them because we can't open the restaurant. So in the Italian, we're doing takeaway every evening. That's been a huge success. So we've gone down the path saying, let's do this. It's worked out. On my Portuguese restaurant, we're going to open a pop-up wine shop and a fish shop. So we're doing diversification along a different path. And I was thinking about it today, thinking up till this time, we've normally had a life that we kind of know what happens. We're going down a path. There are the manifestation events with a few bumps. And suddenly we've come somewhere where there are different paths now. that we're going to take, which are different from normal, and we kind of got to trust our instinct, we go down a path and try it out. So I was going to speak to you about we're now taking a different path. Some people may not be, and they might be living the same life, but the majority of people, whether they've got children at home, that's changing their lives, whether they've got a partner who's normally at work, that's changing their life. So we're all now, given the situation, going down a different path in our life.
Well, you're all going down a path. And is it truly a different path? Or is it just seems different from your perspective?
We seem different.
The path was never known. It was never set in stone. There were many, 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 many paths that you could have taken that would lead you to the path of self-discovery. And yet, if you have to believe that tomorrow is going to look a lot like today, and next week's going to look like a lot like today, and next year is going to just be another version of today, well, then you're sort of defeating the purpose of spiritual reality. A physical reality is a physical interaction with the environment that seems real. But in the future, nothing is set, you see. In the past, too, the past is not set. The moment can never be set. Now, we have this moment right now. We're interacting in this moment now. But the moment is such a brief spectrum of time that we can change course in this moment right now. And this is the beauty of living in guidance. Because things are coming up, and you're from your perspective, you do not know what's happening. And if you knew what's happening, it would be a rather boring experience. You want the shakeups, but there is no need to be in fear of anything that seems like it's unknown or unknowable. Because where does this inspiration come to serve takeaway dinners? Where does the inspiration come to start a pop-up wine and fish store? Isn't it interesting now that you have access to all kinds of different possibilities that in your own life were never a possibility? You could never take the Portuguese restaurant and change it into a pop-up wine and seafood restaurant or seafood shop because it would seem crazy. It would not make sense because you have a fear of loss. And you're so wanting to be structured and control the whole thing. But isn't this idea of a new pop-up place exciting? And you don't know what's going to happen or who's going to show up or if it's going to be successful or not. And do you really even care? Because it doesn't matter anyway. It's a special time and you can try new things without the fear of failure, you see. So without this fear of failure or the fear of loss, because frankly, you've lost it all anyway. And frankly, you've always lost it all because since there is no set path for anyone to take, there is nothing that is guaranteed to be there tomorrow. And that's the exciting part of physical reality because all the options are available and all the possibilities are available as well when you become a vibrational match to it. Now, you could have become a vibrational match to the idea of a pop-up wine and seafood shop a year ago. But because you were fixated on a certain path, you said, this cannot be for me. This is a crazy idea. This makes no sense. But what if that pop-up shop gave you the most joy? What if it gave your customers the most joy? What if there was something in there, like a new customer that you have never met before, who would go on to be the best friend you've ever had in your life? What if that was always there waiting for you? But this idea that there's a rigid, well-worn path that you must travel from this week to next week, from this day to next year, from this birth to this death, there is nothing fixed. Anything can happen after this moment. And if you move in that sense of wonder and ease and curiosity and think about nothing has to be a certain way because I am the creator of my reality and I have all the power in the universe. I have all the power of the universe behind me. When I let go, and just let the inspiration flow. And when that inspiration flows, it does not matter if the inspiration is to build an empire or to take a walk. It's exactly the same power, you see. Because if this wine shop leads you to find the best friend you've ever had in your life, that was the purpose of that. And if taking a walk leads you to find the best friend you've ever had in your life, then that was the purpose of the walk. And those two things are equal, you see. So no, there's no hierarchy of inspiration. There is no big thing or small thing. It's all equal. From our perspective, every single experience you have is equal to any other experience. From a limited perspective, you might say, this experience is beneficial. This experience is superior to that experience. And so you ignore the humdrum experiences that you go through in your normal day, going to the store, talking on the phone, talking to your friends, talking to whoever else is in your life. And each and every one of those experiences is exactly equal to the best experience you've ever had. Now, what's the difference between the best experience you've ever had and the experience of washing your hands? Well, from your perspective, you're judging one as superior to the other. And if you knew what was going on here, you would be fascinated with the process of washing hands, just as you were fascinated with the trip to Europe. You see, there is nothing inherently greater or lesser than, it is all equal. You are equal to all other humans. All other humans are equal to you. There is no hierarchy in any of that. All life is equal. And so with the idea now that you want to explore something, then you can just move along in that. You want to follow an interest. Why would you follow an interest? You don't know. You have no idea why you're interested in something. That's not the important part. The important part, are you interested? Well, then follow that, pull that thread, and that will lead to something else and something else and something else. This will give you the life, the joy, the exhilaration of being here. Because why be here if you're not here for the exhilaration of it, for the joy of it, for the powerful movement from one spot to the evolution of that journey? And in that journey, in each step of that journey, is as exciting as the last step and the next step. There are no bigger or smaller steps. That's all a perspective thing. So here you are, existing in a new state of being from your perception. From our perception, it's just what is happening. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. And you are looking at the conditions and you're judging. This virus is good. This virus is bad. This time at home is good. This time at home is bad. This not being in the same business is good. This not being in the same business is bad. It's all the same, you see. But you're trying to say, well, if things were the same as what they were, then I could be doing all those fun things I was doing before. Well, you were never doing that many fun things. You were working and efforting and struggling and processing and moving through experiences in sometimes joy and sometimes suffering. You never valued that 2019 like you might be valuing it now. And now you're being distracted by the incredible opportunities available to you now because you're saying, oh, I wish it was like it was before. And if you say, I wish it was like it was before, or I wish it was different than it is, then you're just operating as a victim. You're not being the creator of your reality. And so if you say, this luscious, interesting time is upon me now, what can I do with this time? Am I going to fight against what is? Am I going to pine for another day? Am I going to hope that things change in the future? And I'm going to hunker down and in my bunker and wait it out and not do anything in fear that I might get something I don't think I need or want or should have? Or are you going to say, what can I do now? What should I do now? What's exciting now? Wouldn't this be fun if? How can I make this more fun? How can I play in this time? How can I soak in this time? Because we promise you, in 10 years, when you look back, you will pine for this time.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Who's next?
Josh. Yes. Joshua, I have a question.
Do I?
It really falls into what you were just talking about pining for a time. I found myself... it was my birthday this weekend, and it was a wonderful birthday. And I got a beautiful present from my husband. He had a musician write a song for us. And it was wonderful and beautiful. And I find myself going getting nostalgic for the time when we first met and our time in Los Angeles and our time when I was younger. And it almost feels like a manifestation event. So I'm trying to, it makes me happy and sad all at the same time. And I'm confused.
And just remember, you will be nostalgic for this time too. You see, so why not enjoy this time? Now, if you think about the time that you're nostalgic for when you just met and how fun that was and how interesting it was, were you fully present in that time? Were you fully enjoying every aspect of it? Or were you waffling between it's partly fun and partly scary? It was partly should be different than it was and partly good as it was, you see. You weren't fully integrated into the time. You were waffling back and forth, worrying about things, and as it turns out, those things never happened. So why worry about things that are never going to happen? Here's the way to look at that. You have a fear about the unknown. And you say, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? And you use your imagination to imagine the scenarios that would play out if this, that, or the other thing happens. Is any of that real? Is there any benefit to that? Are you really preparing yourself for something? Could you prepare yourself for what's happening now? Could you get enough toilet paper? Could you get enough food? Could you get all these things? Could you get enough money in the bank to wait all this thing out? You see, there's no need to prepare for it since you're the creator of your reality and everything you need is coming to you. You wouldn't have gotten this beautiful song if not for this event, you see. And so it worked out perfectly. You got whatever you needed, and you always will. And you got something that was unexpected because you couldn't plan for it. And so opening up to the idea of the unexpected being brilliant and elegant and amazing, well, why don't you use your imagination for that? Why don't you say, I don't know what's coming, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I don't know what's next, but it's exciting to live in the moment and then to say, well, tomorrow could be a totally different day. So why not just soak in the richness of this life in this day, in this moment, every moment of your life? Well, that gets exhausting, of course. But certainly, you're being distracted from certain things. And in your old life, not particularly you, but in many people's old life, they were doing the same thing every single day. They were waking up, they were taking a shower, they were getting some coffee, they were schlepping off to work, they were sitting behind a computer, they were tap, 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 tapping, they were talking to their friends, they were talking to other coworkers, they were looking on Facebook, oops, lunch comes around, let's go have lunch, blah, 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 same old, same old, same old thing. Worrying about their weight, worrying about what people think, worrying about making mistakes, worrying about getting fired, worrying about getting a disease, worrying about dying, worrying about their kids, worrying about their spouse, worrying about this, 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 this. Now it's 5 o'clock, schlepping home, traffic everywhere, got to get the groceries, got to get dinner made, got to get everyone set, got to get everyone's homework done, got to get everyone to bed, watch some TV, fall asleep, wake up, do the same thing again. Is that preferable to this? From our perspective, we would say no. And are you going to go back to that? From our perspective, we say, do what makes you feel good. Do what's exciting. Do what's interesting. Find your interests. Find your passions. Stop worrying so much about money. Stop worrying so much about needing things. Stop worrying so much about needing the conditions to make you feel something. Start your new priority in life by saying, I'm the creator of this reality. I'm worthy of everything I want. My entire system is set up to give me everything I want as long as what happens, as long as I'm in alignment. What's alignment? Feeling good. Therefore, my priority in this life is to feel good as much as possible. How do I know if I'm feeling good? Because I'm having fun. I'm playing. I'm interested. I'm curious. I'm doing satisfying things. I'm following interests and I'm diving deeply into my passions. And if you can change your mode of existence from a life that seems to be following the same path, which gives you this sense of security and comfort, and opt out of that and say, I'm going to do what I'm inspired to do, even if there's fear. I'm going to push past that fear and I'm going to follow the path of the unknown, because an explorer prefers the unknown path. The previously explored path is a bit boring for the explorer. So do the new, and the new will always be presented to you in the form of guidance. You will always have an interest in something. You will always be inspired to do something, hundreds of times a day. More inspiring ideas than you could even count or keep up with. But in that moment, if you take whatever step you can take in the moment to do the thing that's most inspiring or exciting or interesting to you, in that moment, if you can do that one thing, you will chart a new course and you will fulfill that guidance coming from within. And eventually, you will be so good at maintaining your alignment and receiving inspiration that you will become a blended being. And that inspiration and that knowing and that faith will allow you to see your worthiness from another perspective and allow you to participate in a true path, an inspired path that will lead to the discovery of the authentic self, not the inauthentic self, which most humans have been exploring. The exploration of the authentic self, of finding out and discovering your superpowers and your talents and attributes, is rewarding, interesting, gratifying, fulfilling, satisfying, joyful, fun, exhilarating, and pleasant. So think not about any specific path that you think you need to do. Try not to protect yourself. Try not to worry. Try not to change anyone else. Try not to improve yourself. Imagine that you're perfect, that you have everything you need, and you're embarking on this journey that will lead to you picking up certain items along the way. As you make your journey to self-discovery of the authentic you, you will move through experiences to new levels of vibrational awareness. And when you get to those new levels, you will discover talents that were with you all along, special attributes that you've had all along. And this will allow you to move even further and deeper into those things. And when you get to a certain level, you'll have new interests. You'll have new ideas. You'll have new inspiration that will lead you further and further and further up. So imagine now that you exist as magnificent as you are right now without the awareness of how magnificent you are. And every time you take a step in the direction of who you truly are, you will realize that magnificence more and more and more. But if you take the opposite path, if you take the uninspired path, if you take the path of fear and control, if you spend a lot of time discovering who you're not by efforting and struggling in order to be liked, loved, and respected by others, well, then you're just going to sift around in more and more unworthiness, more and more doubt, more and more fear, more and more frustration, more and more efforting and struggling, and more suffering. Because you will be living the approach to life of the victim. And in that approach to life of the victim, you will be constantly wishing things were different. You'll be constantly perceiving danger where danger does not exist. You'll be consciously noticing flaws where flaws do not exist, you see. You will be focused like a laser beam on an illusion of reality, and you'll be receiving messages and guidance from your inner self in the form of negative emotion, and you'll be feeling more and more negative emotion, and your limiting beliefs will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and pretty much you'll withdraw and do nothing. The other life, you'll be doing more and more and more. Your comfort zone will be expanding. You'll be pushing the boundaries. You'll be facing fear, and you'll be reconciling that fear, analyzing that fear, and processing limiting beliefs. And you will be pushing past that fear to do things you never imagined you could do. You never imagined you would ever do. And in that, you are now more free, you're more abundant, and you're living a bigger, bolder life just as you intended prior to your birth.
So what I hear you saying and what it's made me realize is that I feel like I'm not worthy for things to get even better than that. Like, this has been a great weekend and a wonderful gift, and I feel like I'll never get a gift as wonderful as this one, so that's why I'm sad. But really, if I continue to maintain alignment, everything just gets better.
You have this weekend forever. This is a standalone thing. And it was always, always, always be with you eternally. We're not kidding. That weekend will be part of your vibration until the end of time, which will never happen because there is no time. You see, eternally will be there with you forever. And that time you had when you first met is with you forever. And how you went through it shaped each and every experience as you came through it. And so if you say, well, things can't get better from here, well, then you're not really playing the game. You are trying to hold on to something in fear of losing it, you see. But you can't lose it. You have it forever. No matter what happens, that is with you. It's in your vibration. When you transition to the non-physical, we'll all see it. It'll be obvious. That whole weekend, we'll feel it immediately. And you'll feel it too, forever and eternally. You cannot lose anything in an attractive reality, in an attractive universe. It is always with you. And so that's with you. Good, good. That was great. Let's see what else is happening. Good stuff. Great. Let's see what else is happening. It can get better. It can get better. But it isn't really better. It's just new. You see, the judgment of better or worse is based on a perspective that you choose. It's never better or worse. It's just new. And you can choose to see it as better or worse if you want, or you just see it as new. What's the next new experience? And so next weekend will be an amazing experience, except if you compare it to this weekend, you will say, well, it wasn't as good as that weekend. What else can we do? What else can we do? And that's fine because it drives you forward. But if you just relax and said, this weekend is amazing. This day is amazing. Look at how free I am. Look at how easygoing life is. Look at how I can focus on stuff I could never focus on before. Look at how I can dive into this with those around me. Look at how I can process some fear. Look at how I can manage this manifestation event. Look how I can choose this new perspective. Look at how I can really appreciate what's going on here. Mm-hmm. I can really appreciate. I can really practice accepting this person I fell in love with those years ago. And now that's a different version. The version back then doesn't exist anymore. That was captured in time and place. There's a new version in your life now. How can you feel about that person in a new way of absolute acceptance of that person and not comparing this person today with that person those days before? You see, this is something brand new. And tomorrow when you wake up, he'll be brand new again. And how can you accept him as he is there and really appreciate that? Really dive into that. And then you'll get more and more and more. And as you do this, you will notice how much richer everything is, how much brighter everything is, how much more based in love everything is.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I have a question.
Yes.
Linked to that. So it's related to time. So I feel like I've got this, it's an out of alignment relationship with time. So specifically at the moment, I've got an opportunity to do yoga teacher training. It's really nicely paced. It's sort of going to provide, I'm inspired to do it. It's going to provide some really interesting sort of, you know, fun in my life in this time when we're in lockdown. But I am concerned about my time to do that as well as launch my new podcast, as well as run my coaching and consulting business. So it's a limiting belief around time. But I've had a long-term relationship or struggle with time, trying to get too many things done, feeling like I'm not, you know, achieving anything. So I just would love you to speak to that if you could, please. And I understand that I've heard what you've just said then about gratitude and alignment and appreciation, but it's this, it's just a limiting belief I have about time and my ability to get things done.
You have a limiting belief about achievement. That stems from a limiting belief about worthiness. Because if you are worthy, you wouldn't need to achieve anything. Does the sun need to achieve anything? Does the sun care if the light hits the Earth or any other planet, the sun does not care. The sun just does what it does. It does not need achievement. It does not need other people appreciating him. It doesn't need any feedback. The sun just does what it does. The sun does not plan for tomorrow. The sun does not think about yesterday. The sun just does what it does. So how would you just do what you do? You would simply understand your worthiness. You would simply know that you are given everything you need to shine brightly. You are given everything you need to be who you are. You are given everything you need to do whatever you need to do. What are you exploring? Are you exploring this idea of unworthiness and fixing that problem by trying to achieve something? Will it matter if you achieve anything? Does it matter if you start this podcast or not? Does it matter if you do any coaching or not? Does it matter if the podcast has any listeners or not? Does it matter if your clients receive anything of benefit or not? It doesn't matter. You are just here to interact with it all. Does it matter if you do this yoga training now or next? Now, it doesn't matter, except you were inspired. You were inspired. And when you're inspired to do something, fear is going to pop up. And the fear will say to you, now is not the time. Because of this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And if I spend time doing this yoga training, I may not achieve these goals that I have. Because I need to put time into these other things in order for them to work. Effort and struggle, effort and struggle, effort and struggle. Here's what you do. Wake up. What do you feel like doing? You doing some yoga? Do the yoga. Making a podcast? Do the podcast. Writing something down? Write it down. Talking to a client? Talk to a client. Whatever it is, move in the moment. Set yourself up to act on that inspiration and know that the inspiration will come with fear. And the fear will be a doubt that you have enough time, money, experience, personality, education, intelligence, whatever it is to do whatever you need to do. You can't be inspired to do yoga unless you have everything you need to do yoga. It's not possible. It is not possible. It's your doubt that says you should be doing something else. Should is victimhood. If I had enough time, this would solve all the problems that do not exist. You're looking at it as an illusion. If I had enough money, it would solve all the problems that do not exist. And so you're off in a direction maybe to make money, maybe to get more time, maybe to get more whatever you feel is lacking. And that's the exploration of lack. With the carrot on the stick. The carrot on the stick is more time, more money, more freedom, more intelligence, more education, more certifications, more experience, more credibility, more status, more whatever it is. And so you'll be chasing, focusing on that. And what's that? That's an exploration. It's an exploration of who you are not. Mm. Who you truly are is worthy. Who you truly are can be, do, and have anything you're inspired to do. You choose an exploration, and you'll be given everything you need to take the journey. Not to go where you think you need to go, because that's based on a limited perspective. Do you understand that part? Let's imagine you said, I'm going to go on this journey to explore teacher training, yoga teacher training. Now, from your limited perspective, where you start before you've even had one class, you imagine the destination. And that destination might be a certificate, might be your own yoga school, might be something else, whatever it is, whatever your imagination says. But that imagination is created from a limited perspective. You cannot know what the journey is, nor do you want to know. And so the journey starts by the first thing you do, sign up for the class, find out how much it is, talk to someone else about it, whatever that is, whatever the thing you can do is. And as you take each step, you expand. And now you have a new awareness of what's possible. But you still don't know the fruition of that journey. Because the journey has to be unknowable, otherwise you won't take it. you see. Now, it could be expected, and that would ease your sense of fear, but if it was knowable, there'd be no purpose of the journey. It would not exist. So you receive the inspiration for this yoga teacher training or whatever else it is, podcasts, working with clients, whatever it is, and you just do the steps. And you say, I don't know how the time's going to come for me to do everything else. I don't know. I just trust that it will. Why do I trust it? Because I always receive everything I need to do whatever I must do, whatever I need to do. If I need to do it, it will come. If I don't need to do it, I can give it away. If I don't need to do a podcast, it's going to be too difficult to do the podcast. It won't work out. I can effort and struggle forever. It'll never be satisfying. Doing the podcast, if it's easy, if it's the funnest thing you're doing, if the hour goes by as quickly as this hour goes by, then you know that that's part of your journey. If it's effort and struggle, if you can't get the computer to work, if you can't get the software to work, if you can't get the recordings to work, if you don't know how to upload it, if you can't find the people to help you with these things, if there's effort and struggle all along the way, and if it's not fun, if it's not play, it's not part of your exploration. Your part of your exploration in the truest form will always be bliss, ease, play, joy, fun, satisfying, passionate. It'll be amazing. And if it's not amazing, give it up. Do something that's amazing. This is the most amazing experience I ever had. Do more of that. This is the most fun thing I can think of doing. Do more of that. If you say, oh, well, in order to prove my worthiness, I have to be a yoga instructor, not just a yoga participant. I have to have a top podcast, not just a conversation that I record. I have to have a thriving coaching business that generates so much money. Well, then each of those things are explorations, but they're helping you explore who you're not. Because they're not fun, not enjoyable. Mm. But if in the moment, while you're actually doing the activity, while you're doing the yoga, is that enjoyable? While you're doing the podcast, is that pleasurable? While you're working with clients, is that rewarding, enriching, and satisfying? Mm. Is that bliss? Does time go by quickly? Is this something you're truly passionate about, or are you making it up because you think it looks good on paper?
Yeah, and I would say to you, with all of those things, when I'm in the moment in the zone, it is really fun.
Good. And then nothing else needs to be done. We are honestly serious about this. You don't have to plan. You don't have to prepare. You don't have to get anything done perfectly. It'll all come together. If you aren't absolutely passionate about some aspect of each of these activities, you'll be inspired to either seek someone who is, or they will find you. That's how the system works. It does not work any other way. And it will evolve. So you need not be good at any of this. And your judgment of you being good or bad is based in fear and control. Mm. You would say, oh, I'd have so many more listeners if I was only better looking, better sounding, better prepared, blah, 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 blah. If I was more important than I am, I would have better people to interview or better subjects to talk about, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah.
That's not your passion. Your passion is who you are. You have everything you need. There's nothing outside of you. And so when you say, boy, this would be better if only I had this, you're solving a problem that does not exist, you say. Because imagine that you're doing a podcast and you're having fun, and people are coming to you, and you're not judging anything, and you're just having these conversations, and you're just attracting a listener here or there, and it's not a big deal, but you're just having fun. And then if something next is to happen on that journey to allow you to discover who you are, that's what that journey is. It's a journey of self-discovery. That's the only outcome of this. If your journey of self-discovery is to have a billion listeners, well, that will happen and you will not have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And if it is only to have 5 listeners, then nothing you do will help you make more. It won't work. It'll be a pain and you'll effort and struggle and everything will be for naught, you see. if you could just live in what you're passionate about, what you're interested in, all the money that you need will come in. All the relationships you need will come in. And all the time you need will be there in abundance to do whatever you need to do. You will have more energy. You will sleep better at night. You will be inspired to eat foods that give you that energy. You will be clear and focused. And instead of trying to chase the carrot of unworthiness, you'll be knee deep in the current of your creative power and nature, you see. Sifting and sorting and pushing past fear here and there and here and there and getting more and more confidence and more ease at pushing past fear. But you have to remember, there will be limiting beliefs. There will be wobble in there. And that wobble must be addressed. And it's addressed by understanding who you are and processing those limiting beliefs. Process, process, process. Never stop processing those limiting beliefs.
I get that. And I thank you. And I'm aware of time. I have wondered, well, is the yoga teacher training just a distraction away from the podcast? Because I've got fear.
That's what fear would say. That's what fear would say. You're inspired to do something. And fear would say, that's a distraction. That is not important. That can be done at a later time. I can put this thing I'm interested in doing off in order to do this thing I think I need to do in order to achieve a sense of worthiness. You see.
So I could be doing both quite happily and not have any expectation of
15 different things. You could be doing yoga training for an hour. You could do a podcast. You could have lunch. You could take a walk with a friend. You could have another podcast. Mm-hmm. You could do another yoga training in the same day.
Just how I view it. Yep.
Just how you're viewing it and structuring it in order to achieve a sense of worthiness instead of a sense of bliss and fun and not caring.
Then I feel like, well, I should just, if ultimately there's this sense of worthiness that I'm pursuing or I'm exploring something that I'm not, then I think, well, I should just stop everything.
Should you stop what you're inspired to do?
No.
The inspiration isn't there to make you feel worthy. The inspiration is there for you to take a journey. And that journey will create experiences that you can move through to expand your perspective of yourself and give you the opportunity to see yourself more worthy, you see, or the opportunity to see yourself less worthy. So imagine that you go to teacher training and you have this limiting belief that says, who am I at this age to take yoga teacher training? I'm not going to do anything with it. Why am I interested in this? It makes no sense, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to push past all this fear and do it anyway. And you haven't addressed the limiting beliefs that cause that fear and doubt to come up. And so you need not to, because they will be presented in the form of manifestation events at every step. So you'll show up to the first class and you'll notice what you think is your deficit in your comparison to the others there. You may see all young people, for instance, and you say, why am I here? It's just to show you what your limiting belief is. They don't care. Nobody cares. They're happy to see you. It's your limiting belief. So you could have figured that out and processed that before even showing up to the class, but here you come to the class and it's presented to you in a manifestation event because you feel negative emotion and you doubt yourself for even being there, and you say, no, this is an inspired idea. This is just a limiting belief. I can prove that this limiting belief is false. I feel 25 years old. I enjoy what I'm doing. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter if I do anything with this or not. I'm just here for this class for the fun of it. That's it. And then you lean into that, have as much fun as you can, enjoy it, managing your fear every step of the way, and then you get to go to your next experience. Let's say that's a podcast. And so you bring on someone who is, from your perception, more intelligent than you. And you're worried about how you're going to keep up with this person and their intelligence. And so there is a fear there. Oh, maybe I have to prepare. Maybe I have to study. Maybe I have to take notes. Maybe I have to have an agenda of what to say and when to say it and blah, 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 blah. And in doing that, you must notice that you have a fear around your personal intelligence. And that's a limiting belief, you see. And so you can process that limiting belief and say, I receive inspired thoughts to say because I'm tapped into my inner self who is always guiding me and always giving me the thoughts to say at the most time, and it always comes out brilliantly. Or you could just go into the podcast and a manifestation will occur when you don't understand what this person's saying and you feel like you're not smart enough. And so you get to process it then. So you could process it at the first fear, or you could process it as a manifestation event, knowing that this is just a stepping stone. Stepping stone. Good. A manifestation event. Good. A resistant thought. Good. A fear that pops up when I have inspiration. You see, it's all good. It's all part of this journey. But if you think that the journey destination is that finally you'll be feeling worthy, or proved worthy, or validated by others, then that's what you're looking at. That's the carrot that you'll never catch. You will never catch it because you're already worthy. If you said, I'll finally be happy wearing a yellow shirt, and then look at your shirt and think it's blue, that's an illusion. It's a yellow shirt. You've always had this yellow shirt on. You just think it's blue. It's always been yellow. You've always been worthy. You are worthy, but if you chase worthiness, you're chasing the unattainable. And you can effort and struggle your way there, or you can relax, accept your worthiness, and do what you're inspired to do. Do what's fun. Do what's pleasurable. Do what gives you satisfaction, you see? And in doing that, you will always get all the time you need, all the money you need, all the relationships you need, all the contacts you need, all the information, all the intelligence, all the wisdom, all the guidance you ever need. That's how this system works. But you don't know this because you've never done this system. You've always done another system, another approach. And that approach conflicts with the actual system that's in place. And that's why it doesn't seem to work. You know? That's why doing what you're inspired to do doesn't seem to work, because you discount that inspiration. And you're focused on this carrot. And so the inspiration that you're inspired to do doesn't line up with how you think things should work out. Because you're chasing this illusion of reality. The illusion is that you're unworthy of all these things. What are you going to do? You're either going to accept your worthiness and follow the system that's been in place since the dawn of time, or you're going to let your limiting beliefs cause you to seek validation in the eyes of others and try and prove your own worthiness and follow this uninspired path to discover more about who you're not. You are worthy, but you're on an exploration to discover worthiness. So you're discovering who you're not, which is fine. It's just not fun. How important to you is fun and silliness? Extremely. Can you be silly?
Yes.
And do you feel guilty for being silly?
No.
Good. And do you feel guilty for having fun?
No.
And do you judge yourself for what makes you happy?
I do at some level, yeah.
Okay. Well, give that up. Give that up. It's so easy. It's easy, isn't it? Yeah, just give it up. Have fun. Be silly. Be playful. Play. Enjoy life. Dig in. Don't worry about negative emotion. Don't worry about manifestation events. It's just part of the journey.
Yep.
You want those things coming. That's all fine. Don't hide out from anything. Don't be in fear. Do what you're inspired to do. And never think that you know how it's going to turn out.
Thank you.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. Does someone have a serious question?
Joshua, I have a question.
Excellent.
When someone talking about these limiting beliefs, I feel like I'm working with a limiting belief right now that feels, I can feel the intensity of it. And like when I think about it, it causes an emotional reaction in my body. And
good. What's the limiting belief?
That if someone thinks that someone perceives me as wrong or bad, then I don't receive their love.
Exactly. Now, did you receive their love before they thought you were wrong or bad?
Yes.
No.
Well, that's what it feels like.
That's what you choose to perceive.
Right.
But if they see you as right, all they're saying is, you don't make me feel fear right now.
Right.
And when you make me feel fear, I'm going to do what looks like I'm not expressing approval in order to control you so that you don't do that again. Because I don't know how to solve the tense feeling that happens to me when you do something bad or wrong. And so the right. only way I can solve that tense, internal, uneasy feeling is by making sure you never do anything bad or wrong. So I must control you. And the only way I control you is disapproving of you when you do something that gives me fear, or approving of you when you do something that doesn't give me fear. You see?
Right.
But they can't know you. How could they know you? It's impossible, because they can only see you through their perspective. And their perspective is unique. It's their limiting beliefs and their beneficial beliefs and their life experiences and the lens and the eyes to which they look at you and touch you and hear you and taste you and smell you. That is their unique perception. And so when you look at an apple and they look at an apple, you're looking at two absolutely different apples. They do not see the apple that you see. And if they can't see the apple that you see, how can they see you? So you can see this a little bit easier if we make this example. Your best friend thinks, knows you differently than your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your enemy, your lover. They all see you differently. It's a different human being, because they're all looking at you from different perspectives.
Right.
And those perspectives are based in their experiences, not your experiences. And so you might have an experience of something fun you did with a friend, and you can talk about a couple things, very surface level things, but you will never know what they felt, and they will never know what you felt. It's impossible. Your perception of reality is unique to you, and theirs is unique to them. So they can't see you as good or bad objectively. It's all subjectively, you see. Now, if you decide to modify who you truly are in order to keep them feeling good, which means that you walk on eggshells around them so you never, ever, ever upset or disappoint them, ever, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then you keep your perception that they like you. Yet you know internally that you're not being authentic, because you're being different just to make sure they don't get upset. So how can you reconcile the fact that you're being inauthentic and receiving love, knowing that you're being inauthentic? They're not loving you anyway. They're loving this false version that you've created to get them to like it, love, and respect you. And it doesn't work. It can't work. It's impossible. It defies all the laws of the universe. Here's what will work. You be absolutely authentic in everything you do, say, or be all the time. You process fear. You do things based in your inspiration. And you cannot care what anyone else thinks, because that is subject to their limiting beliefs. So let's say you want to become a astronaut. And so you say, I'm going to be an astronaut. Now, that's going to upset people. It's going to upset your parents because they think, oh, you're going to go off into space and blow up. It's going to upset your friends because you're going to move away. It's going to upset people. They're going to feel fear, and they're going to dip into that fear-based consciousness. They're going to receive urges to control you. And they're going to say, please don't do that. Don't do, who do you think you are? You'll never make it. You can't do that. You see? Mm-hmm. And that's just because they're feeling fear. They don't want you to go. They don't want you to be hurt, right? And they can't control that fear internally because they don't know the process. So they have to control you. And if you were to look at any day in your life when you're 10 years old, you would, if you could follow that entire day, like watching a movie for 15 hours, you could see that you're controlled, 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 controlled all day long. Them telling you to be different than you are all day long. Them approving of you, which is just as much of an influence. Oh, you made a nice drawing. Let's put it on the fridge. Now you're not doing the drawing just for fun. You're doing it to get on the fridge, you see. You are modifying your behavior, seeking approval in everything you do. You're absolutely controlling yourself in everything you do. And so the inspiration that comes, you have to weigh that against what you think other people will think. And so you say, oops, I can't do that because they're not going to like it. That inspiration's gone. Give up what they think, because what they think you do not know anyway. Give up what they say, because what they say is based in their perspective of reality. It does not matter. You are here. You are literally here for one reason only. Well, for a lot of reasons, but one reason we'll talk about is to go on this journey of self-discovery, or go on a journey of discovering who you're not. That's your choice. You're here on a journey of discovery. Do you want to keep playing around with this limited version of you that is always playing nice and being good and not acting on inspiration so other people don't get upset? Or do you want to say, hey, what kind of life would it be if I just fully accepted myself as worthy and acted on inspiration that would bring up lots of fear, but I would push past that fear to do these amazing things and live this huge, bold, satisfying, fun, exciting, joyful life? What would that be like? Well, we guarantee you it might cause some of them to feel fear, but the people you will find along that way will resonate with your vibration of fearlessness and authenticity, and those people will reflect to you exactly how you feel in an authentic way. And that will be really nice.
Well, and I feel, because I can feel the discord in myself right now, where I still feel like I need to get their love or something, or I still need to be good in order to get their love. And yes, to actually feel the love for myself, right, like I feel the discord there within myself on a regular basis right now. And so
yes. How
do I feel that truly for myself?
Are you good?
Yes.
Are you pretty good?
I'm great.
Are you really, really good?
Yes.
Are you perfect?
Yes.
Okay. If you understand that you're perfect as you are in this moment, perfect, you cannot be better in this moment. You will expand through this experience, this conversation, but you will not be any more perfect. You have everything you need. Nothing needs to be different than it is to do that journey of self-discovery, to move along that path. And as you move along that path, you will pick up new things, new ideas, new experiences, new talents, new attributes, new ways of thinking about yourself. You will get to love yourself more and more and more and more. Or you can choose that other path, this uninspired path, this path of victimhood, this path of needing to pacify others in order to be liked. You see, when you look at someone and perceive if they like you, it's not them. It's you putting thoughts in their head, looking back at you. They are just a mirror to how you're being. And so if they don't approve you, it's because you don't approve you.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Accept your worthiness. Okay, great. I accept my worthiness, and I accept that I have limiting beliefs about my worthiness. The limiting beliefs are all false, but they're there. We'll accept that they're there. And those limiting beliefs are going to pop up and be activated from time to time. And they're going to say, no, you can't be like that. No, you made a mistake. No, you shouldn't have said that. No, you can't do that. That's going to come up from the limiting belief. So when you hear yourself saying that, know that you have a limiting belief. So what do? You write down how you feel. You write down what you thought, and you find evidence to prove that this limiting belief is false.
Well, and I feel like I've been doing the work on a daily basis, and I feel like, you know, I write the words, I'm perfect and as I am, I'm worthy as I am. You know, there's no wrong in the universe. And I get it in my mind, and I can feel my emotions move there at times, but good. I feel the misalignment in myself.
Good, good. Most people don't even feel that. They just take it for truth. You feel that, and you are playing with this idea. And this is a practice. And that journey of self-discovery we're talking about, This will come up every day on that journey. You will never get to the end of this, because the more you feel worthy, the more you accept yourself, the more you see yourself as perfect, you will rise to greater and greater levels of inspiration to do things that will push that comfort zone consistently. And so you could be Lady Gaga, and you could have fear about going on stage. You could have doubts about this next song you wrote. You could have trepidation on this next interview. You could have worry about this next project. You will never get, and that's not the point of this, to this complete understanding of your worthiness. You will never, ever, ever get there. There will always be doubt, because the only way to get there is to not do anything, is to just sit there and meditate all day long for the rest of your life and not push the boundaries of your comfort zone. But as you push those boundaries, new levels, new facets of those limiting beliefs will pop up. You knew you were going to adopt those prior to coming into this experience. You knew they would be there. And so they're there. Good. Because this allows you to play with that. Am I going to be limited by that belief, or am I going to have the courage to push past the fear and do what I'm inspired to do? Am I going to be concerned what other people think, and will this stop me from being authentic or taking action? If it does, it does. But if you can push past one or two of these things, you will move along this really interesting life. You will move towards this idea that you are purely power of source and that you have access to everything you need. And this is a practice. It's not supposed to be over in 8 weeks or 16 weeks or 1 year or 2 years. It's a practice and a journey. You have nowhere to go. It'll never end. Because when this life experience ends, you'll pop back into another one and you'll start it all over again at another level. And again and again and again. So can you imagine from your perspective, you say, wow, that seems a lot of work. That seems like not much fun. And can you imagine from your perspective in the non-physical saying, I can't wait to get back in again. I can't wait to get back in again.
I try to imagine that perspective.
Yeah. And it's because your perspective right now is limited.
Right.
So take the higher perspective. This is nothing more than a playground. It's an amusement park. You're here to have fun. Don't take anything seriously. It is all fun. Don't take yourself seriously. You don't have to do anything to get people to love you. When you become authentic, when you move on that path, you'll feel more love coming from within. This is the love that's true. When you feel good, this is the love that's true. When you feel good, it's because you're looking at yourself and your life from the perspective of your inner self. You're agreeing with that perspective. I'm fine. I'm perfect. Things are going well. I feel good. I'm having fun. I'm doing what I'm interested in doing. That's alignment. And when you feel good, that's what life is. Everything else is a distraction. Everything else is coming out of alignment, choosing a different perspective, buying into a belief system that is not true, looking at an illusion of reality that is not true. Get back into alignment. Talk to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Accept yourself. See yourself as having everything you need. And then just think about what's fun. Just think about how to have more fun. Are you fun or are you serious? If you're serious, it's because you really are trying to control things. If you're fun, it's because you need not control anything. Your natural state is joy, ease, and fun. Your unnatural state is fear and control.
Okay.
And the fact that you're thinking about the two in a new way means that you're firmly planted on your path of self-discovery, moving perfectly along that joyful path and considering what you're feeling in every moment. This is an amazing group of people. We've enjoyed this interaction. We can't wait to do it again. This is our passion. This is fun for us. This is what we love. This is our pleasure. And we can't wait to be here again. With that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Monday? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.